Several hundred years later, the Israelites were conquered by the Romans, who set up an occupying force in their land. There was a man named Joseph who was engaged to a young woman, Mary, but Mary was pregnant. This was no ordinary pregnancy because Mary was still a virgin. God's Spirit had caused the pregnancy. During this time, the leader of the Roman government ordered a tax census. Everyone was required to return to the birthplace of their ancestors. Since Joseph was a descendant of King David, and since he and Mary were married, they had to return to Bethlehem because Bethlehem was King David's birthplace. When they arrived in the city, there were people everywhere. It was so crowded, they couldn't find any place to stay. Finally, they found a place where the animals were kept. And it was during this time that Mary gave birth to a baby boy. She wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough. Later, he would be named Jesus. As was their custom, after 40 days, Mary and Joseph took their baby boy to the temple in Jerusalem to be dedicated to God. There was a man living in Jerusalem named Simeon. Simeon was a very devout and just man, and he was waiting for the arrival of the promised king. God's Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he saw the promised king. Well, on the very day that Mary and Joseph took their baby to the temple, Simeon felt compelled to go there also. When he saw the baby in their arms, he took the baby, praising God, said, "Oh God, now I can die in peace, for I have seen the one who will rescue all people. He will be a light that will guide everyone to you, and he will make your people, the Israelites, famous all over the world." Joseph and Mary were amazed at what he was saying. But Simeon continued, "There will be many in Israel who will reject him, and this will lead to their destruction. But to others, he will be their greatest joy."